When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com. I am Atrel Pearl, and it's time for your TNA Impact Post Show. It's September 19th, 2024. Plenty to talk about coming out of TNA Victory Road this past Friday. We did not have a post show. There was a lot going on that kind of kept us from doing that, but the show was a lot of fun. We'll kind of sprinkle in some thoughts on the way, but while you're at it, you can sprinkle in your thumbs up on the video. And of course, if you're listening in audio, give us a five-star review. Why do you do that? Because it gets your ears closer to other friends' ears talking about wrestling, thinking about wrestling, maybe in ways that you think more people should hear about it. So go ahead, drop us a five-star review in the audio realm. And here, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to us at youtube.com/Fightful. And you can find me, if you want more of me, I don't know why you would, but sometimes you will, over on youtube.com/Fightful/Overbooked. That's where I am. FightfulOverbooked.com takes you directly there. Myself and Jeremy Lambert, we host our morning show In the Weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern. We usually go about 2 hours. Timecock, Max Cocker, will be joining us in the morning. Who is that? Watch Wednesday's show, and you'll get all the details. So Max Cocker is going to be live with us on Friday morning. So go check that out. We got TNA Impact to talk about. We got Victory Road thoughts to give. During the crossover, SP3 lamented how fantastic the X Division Championship match was, because the X Division Championship was not featured tonight. And really, Speedball had a backstage promo with Gia Miller. I will tell you right now, if you're going to go out of your way to watch one match from Victory Road, the X Division Championship match, probably the one you want to watch. Very fantastic matches that always culminate with Speedball somehow. But Speedball and Zachary Wentz put on a great show, a great match. I have my feelings about X Division Championships changing hands so quickly, especially in the way that they did it. I know other people have kind of said that they're okay with it and they understand it, but I will say this. Mustafa Ali held that title for so long and brought prestige to the X Division. That was his whole gimmick. And then you had, in Montreal, Speedball, at home, win the title, beat Mustafa Ali, give him his first loss, and effectively run him out of the company. I know he did do the match with Nick Nemeth for the TNA World title, but he effectively ended the Mustafa Ali character in TNA. And then they did Ultimate X at Emergence. And Zachary Wentz won. Wentz is obviously involved with the NXT crossover stuff. Him and Wes Lee are currently in a feud. Trey Miguel's been a part of it as well. I wasn't the biggest fan of Wentz getting the X Division Championship for 1 month, just to have Speedball recapture it later on at Victory Road. I understood the reasoning why. If you're going to have the X Division Championship mean so much when it's won by the person that takes it off the hot heel, who had it for so long in Mustafa Ali, I think Speedball should have had it for longer. I understand, again, Wentz winning it meant more for the crossover appeal to bring the X Division Championship to WWE television and to just have it front and center. It made sense. And now they get it back to Speedball because Wentz is going on to have a match against Wesley at the CW premiere. It's going to be on NXT. It's going to be a street fight, and it's fine. Clearly, it just kind of, for those who watch TNA, it just means that Wesley is going to win the street fight because Wentz is no longer the champion. But again, it made the X Division feel special. It made the X Division title feel special in the eyes of certain people. It got eyes on the X Division in certain ways because he had the title. They mentioned it. But now we're back to Speedball being the title holder. So it was a bit of a dovetail. I didn't love it, but I got it. It was a reason for it. it just wasn't the first reason I would jump to. Felt a little bit in service to WWE. So I wanted to get that out of the way as we're kind of talking through bits of Victory Road and we're talking about TNA Impact from tonight. Of course, if you want to get yourself in on the conversation, you can go ahead, drop a super chat, any amount, get your question or statement read on the air, or you can also go to humperchats.com as I go to bring that up. Normally, I would ask Cresta to give me a minute so that I could actually bring up the Humper Chats, but of course, I forget. There we go. I forgot how to update that, but now I got it and we're good. So if you go over to humperchats.com, any amount will help us further. You can donate there. I got to log in because I had to restart my computer today because it was one of those days. Again, this is what happens sometimes. But yeah, go over to Humper Chats, donate a super chat, help us out. Where, as Sean Rossap would say, we're poor. Does that help? Does that make you feel like you want it? Just want to give your thoughts? You can also just give me thoughts. I like your thoughts. I'm watching the chat. I'm watching you all. I'm kind of killing time while I'm bringing up the Humper Chats so that I can actually talk about them when they come up. Hey, dead air? Ready? Yeah, happy? Good? Let's go. All right, we're back. Impact opened up tonight with Lisha Edwards coming out and blaming Masha Slamovich for losing the Knockouts tag titles at Victory Road. Spitfire were the beneficiaries of the tag titles. Tasha Steelz ended up replacing Lish, who is under concussion protocol, as she's finally said openly. She was wearing the neck brace, but now she's admitted she's under concussion protocol because of what happened in Emergence, where in real life, she had an incident that carried her out of a six-woman tag. So with Lish out, Tasha Steelz came in and replaced her at the event. Spitfire, the deal was if Spitfire lost, they would break up. Instead, they won the match at Victory Road. They are the new Knockouts Tag Team Champions. General thoughts was match was fine. Tasha being jumped in at the last second is good for Tasha. Storytelling-wise, felt a little weird. Again, I said it in the crossover. There's some cleanup going on. I can appreciate that. So, Lish Edwards comes out, says Masha Slamovich, you lost the titles, but it's fine. You know, you're an idiot. But out comes Masha Slamovich. They've got a new presentation for her. They're doing the 2016 Nia Jax entrance, where you see the close-up on the face, and they pull out. It works the first time. I will say this, if you're TNA and you're doing post-production, I don't think you need to do it every time. There is benefit to doing it every time. I get it. Repetitiveness kind of breeds that expectation. But I don't know if you need to do it every time. Or maybe you just figure out how to make it look less staged. I don't know. But either way, I like the new presentation. Masha finally speaks English. Why is this important to me? I did an interview with Masha Slamovich after she won the GCW World Championship. This was probably a year and a half ago. And I asked her about it. And I said, TNA is the only place where you are a character full time, full stop. No English. You only speak Russian. And I asked, when is that going to change? And she said, when the time is right. Well, apparently the time was tonight. She starts speaking English. She essentially, Lish Edwards says, you're not going to do anything. You never understood me. You never understood anyone. You don't speak English. And then she says something in Russian. And then she says, I do speak English. And I'm going to kick your ass. And I like it. I've been waiting for this from Masha. I've been waiting for the babyface turn. There's a lot of story to tell. And now they're going to tell it. And I like it. Tasha Steelz comes out. Jordan Grace makes the save from the whole melee. System comes out. Hardy's come out. Santino comes out because, of course, that's how you got to do this whole 20-minute melee opening segment. He makes a six-person tag for tonight. It's going to be Masha Slamovich and the Hardys teaming up to take on Myers, Edwards, and Steelz for the system. And then Ariana Grace comes out. You're like, what are you doing? And Santino is like over the moon giddy. And this is the fun part that he gets to play, you know, super happy daddy, super excited daddy. It's really fun stuff. I do hope that they eventually kind of make the connection or at least say it outright, because right now they're kind of hoping that you know. They're hoping that you understand that this is a father-daughter thing, but they haven't really said it. They just kind of make you, if you know, you know. So she comes out. She's the liaison between NXT and TNA, and she says that for Jordan Grace, who's also in the ring, she's going to team with her best friend, and that's Ariana Grace's new thing. Everyone is her best friend, and it's going to be Jordan and her best friend versus Wendy Chu and Rosemary next week. Okay, why not? Later on backstage, Jordan catches up with Masha Slamovich, says she wanted her to answer one of her open challenges because Jordan kept doing them, and she said eventually Masha was going to answer one, right? Well, she didn't, but now she hopes that that'll change, and she'll do it soon, and Masha says, we'll see each other soon. I think Masha's up next. I think we finally found that person who is going to take the title from Jordynne Grace, who's going to be passed on. And this is kind of an incoming conundrum when it comes to TNA. You have some hot baby faces in your company who might be going up against other hot baby faces and trying to tell those stories of passing the torch in title matches. We'll get to that in a little bit. It feels like Masha's up next, but I feel like you also wanted to tell a story where someone else wins the title and then Masha wins it. It's a very tough hill to climb when you're doing the babyface passes the torch and you're doing it in potentially multiple stories. They might get it right, but for right now, Masha, who has been a thorn in everyone's side for so long, is suddenly going to have to repent for a lot of her sins and get on a lot of people's good sides en route to becoming a potential champion. But I could see Jordynne and Masha having a great match one more time. And maybe this is it. Maybe Jordynne finally drops that Knockouts World Championship to Masha Slamovich after multiple attempts from Masha in the past. This could be it, and I wouldn't hate it. But again, they got to do it right. And they're starting to tell the story. Masha says, you know, I met the Hardys when I was a young girl. Shows the photo on her phone. And then Matt Hardy mentions this. I love, by the way, the connection he makes. He says, this is no different from when we got to work with Michael P.S. Hayes when we started in WWE. I love that they went there. It really is part of the wrestling lore, is that sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes, but sometimes your heroes are the ones you finally get to work with. And you're so excited. And when it's a good experience, like it was with the Hardys, allegedly, and like it has been with Masha tonight, at least in the ring and on camera, it's a good thing. So I was really happy with the way that segment played out, and I'm sure they were too. Meanwhile, you had it. Josh Alexander pacing around in the backstage, and Eric Young kind of walks up and says, hey, I've been here before. It's another tale of two guys who are very similar but very different. They see the business very similarly, says Eric Young to Josh Alexander. Talk about respect, learning from mistakes, things that have made both men very battle-hardened over the years. And then he says, you're heading to a place, Josh Alexander, that is harder to come back from than you think. In other words, the descent into madness that Josh is currently doing, where he's looking for respect because he doesn't feel like he's been respected. EY's been there. That's exactly what Violent by Design was. Violent by Design was Eric Young just saying, nobody ever respected me, so I'm going to find a monster to show you that I deserve your respect. And now Josh Alexander, I don't think he's going to create a Violent by Design, but he's certainly not alone in his feelings. He's certainly going to want to prove that he deserves the respect from others. Eric Young reminds Josh Alexander that he's a leader and that he's just got to take things seriously and think about it. Again, this is good stuff. I like that they're starting to put EY and Josh on the same page. EY and Macklin teaming up at Victory Road was a lot of fun. Very happy with that match. Very excited to see where that goes. I'm curious about Macklin. I'm curious about Macklin because he's been a guy who has been consistent. And Cresta and I have talked about this so often that what are you doing with Macklin right now? They just did a storyline of respect, or at least that ended with respect, with Mike Santana. It feels like Macklin is not rudderless, because I really do think that there is a story of a bit of redemption through respect for Macklin, but something's going on there. I don't think he's a babyface. I don't think I want Macklin to be a babyface. I think he's much more effective being that guy you just hate. Also, this is very funny because I know you meant Diener, but Nora saying dinner would always be ready for another Violent by Design. I'm ready for dinner now. I'm also ready for a nap, but that's not important. Regardless, with the Macklin stuff, again, the match at Victory Road was so much fun. Go check out the tag team match that EY and Macklin had. They all tore it up. So check that out. Leave it at that. I'm curious about Macklin and what happens next with him, because clearly EY and Josh Alexander have some stuff going on, and I'm sure it'll play out later on in the next couple of weeks. But let's move on. First Class defeats Sinner and Saints. Feels like that's something else that we're going to be coming back to in a second when we talk about EY and Josh Alexander. Check out our interview with Sinner and Saints when they signed with TNA. It's over on Overbooked. Myself and Jeremy Lambert, we did that interview live right after they were announced as signed to TNA. We had a lot of fun talking to them. I was told that there was ideas on the table for Sinner and Saint, and there were, you know, they had an idea of what they wanted to do, and it was a slow and steady rollout. The first time they saw them perform live at TV, people were excited. And rightfully so, because they are an excellent team, and they're the type of guys who are young, hungry, and understanding that great matches are one thing, great presentation of a character is what you need to do to be on TV. When you're solo, you got to drink something once in a while. Anyway, more tags between Francis and Navarro in this match, which I liked because for a while it felt more like AJ Francis was leaving all the work to Casey Navarro. It feels like now they're working more as a tag team, more fluid. I like that stuff. Finish of the match, down payment into the big splash from KC gets the win for First Class. They are certainly on the way to going after tag titles as well. And I like that. Again, building up more tag teams in the tag team division that has been a little sparse lately. I like that they're adding First Class. I like that Sinner and Sink get a bit of a nod here. And who knows, they could be further on. The Hardys are clearly after those tag titles. The System have those tag titles. Ace of Base are always around because they just drop those tag titles. There's a lot in the tag division that's starting to build up. I like that. Later that night, because we talked about EY and Josh Alexander, well, Josh Alexander approaches Sinner and Saint and offers his help and his advice. And I think they might just do that. I think they might just get involved. We mentioned the Speedball with GM Miller segment. He's happy to recapture his X Division championship. Call his match a victory, Road versus Zachary Wentz, one of the best in TNA history. You'd be hard pressed to deny that because it was very good. Again, I put it over. Go check it out if you haven't yet. And then Speedball finds out that it's going to be him and a team with Kushida and Leon Slater, who had a great match at the countdown to Victory Road. I expected Leon Slater to beat Kushida. Turns out it was the other way around. Kushida gets a victory. That happens sometimes, I guess. It's good for him. They're going to take on Zachary Wentz and Ace of Base. A little unexpected, but Zachary Wentz and Ace of Base have a bit of a background. If you didn't know already, the Rascals and Ace of Base basically spent a solid year going after each other in the tag titles. So for Zachary Wentz to team up with them, it makes sense. And for Leon Slater to team up with Kushida after their match, cool. Speedball's there too. I do wonder if this all plays into Speedball's Bound for Glory defense. And who does he get? And what is it, a multi-person match? Is it a gimmick match? I don't want it to be Ultimate X. We just did that. I don't know who gets the Speedball match for Bound for Glory for the X Division Championship. Wouldn't hate if it's one of the guys in Ace of Bays. Wouldn't hate if it was either Ace Austin or Chris Bay, and it's just an excellent match. I don't know if I want to go back to Wentz and Speedball right away, but who knows? Steph DeLander, by the way, for those who missed it at Victory Road, she comes out for the tag team match. It's her and Cardona versus PCO and Rhino. She's wearing the Matt Cardona t-shirt, and she takes the mic and she says, "I have to be honest with you all. I need neck surgery." I'm watching this live and I'm thinking to myself, is this real? Is this part of a storyline? It turns out it's real, and Steph did confirm it multiple times. It was unexpected. It was something that kind of took me off guard. I know that there was word that she has signed with TNA through the rest of the year. It's paper appearance, so I don't think that there's much, you know, hurting there. But it does put a kink into the plan for PCO and for Matt Cardona and Steph DeLander, which it feels like this whole story has been snake bitten from the get-go. If you remember, Cardona was injured as they started this whole thing with Steph DeLander at Rebellion. That's how long this has been going on, since April, and they had to prolong it. And then Cardona came back, and Cardona's fine, but Steph DeLander is part of the story, has now got to step away herself. And I hope that everything's okay. She heals up and things, I'm sure, will have moved on, because the problem is between Matt Cardona and PCO, they'll have to sort their situation out. And it feels like they will, because both men have said in digital exclusives that, you know, they're going to beat the shit out of each other. And guess what? They've already started, and that's good. But it was Steph. Steph was in the middle of this, and now Steph is married to PCO on the show, and Matt Cardona doesn't have a friend, at least not yet. I'm interested as to how they tell the story with one of the main focuses and main squeeze in PCO's case being out of the picture. Is Rhino going to be the main squeeze for PCO? Is that what we're doing? Who knows? It's going to be very, very strange. Well, Cardona's got a match against Rhino. Not much to say here. Rhino gets a chair from under the ring, tosses it in. So what does Cardona do? He uses it, and he gets disqualified at the same time. And then Cardona hits a sack rider. Sorry, radio silence is what he calls it. PCO then stops Cardona from beating up Rhino further because, again, he's got a new wife. It's Rhino. Sure. So he comes in. He stops Rhino from getting beat up more. Cardona escapes the PCO salt, and PCO just does it on the chair instead because PCO is suicidal. Sorry. Just to say. I'm ready for this to move forward. I'm ready for this story to end. Again, it's been kind of on and off the table since April, and now they've been struck with an extra kind of situation. Cardona and PCO at Bound for Glory, do that. There's someone saying in the chat, Monsters Ball match. Fine by me. This is the 20th anniversary of Bound for Glory coming up. You got to hit on some of those TNA legendary matches, and Monsters Ball is one of those, or Lethal Lockdown, something. They're going to do something just to finish off that PCO Matt Cardona stuff, and I'm sure that the Digital Media Championship will be involved, and so will the International Heavyweight Championship out of Canada that PCO is currently holding. I'm sure that'll all come into play, and that'll be that, but I'm ready for it to move forward. I'm ready for us to get by. I'm sure they'll do a PCO Rhino versus Cardona and blank match again. Maybe Cardona gets a friend. But meanwhile, you want to talk about friends. Ariana Grace has more best friends. Carly Bright and Crendel Gray from NXT come out. They're going to challenge for the Knockouts Tag Titles against Spitfire, the new champions. Everyone is Ariana's best friend. Did you know that? She's telling you. Everyone's her best friend. I get it. I would be too. Ariana Grace seems like a lovely human being. I would love to be her best friend too. Ariana, if you're listening, let's chat. My best friendship, trading for yours. That didn't sound as good as it came in my head. Anyway.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Both women are good. Carly Bright and Kendall Gray, I'm talking about. Spitfire is great. We talked about them. I really want to focus on the NXT side of things. A lot of NXT women are going to be part of this TNA crossover for the next couple of weeks, including this week and next week. I'm a big fan of having these younger, newer NXT talent come over. The ones who aren't getting many reps on TV are now getting it in a taped environment on a show that don't really have many women's tag teams. They don't have a lot of Knockouts tag teams. Cress and I have talked about this multiple times. And now to take the bottleneck that is the NXT women's division, partner up some people, partner up some of the women, and pass them over to TNA to work a few matches. Maybe they'll win a couple. Obviously, this was for the tag titles, so they weren't going to win, but they were going to get that exposure. And that's the good start that I've been expecting out of this whole partnership, and that I've been seeing as well. So for them, Carly Gray and Kendall Bright, to come out and have a match like this is good. Again, that bottleneck starts to get broken up. And then with TNA, you have a few teams cross over. I would absolutely love to see Jody Threat do something on NXT programming. Dani Luna as well. Dani's a special situation because she's in the UK most of the time, so they'd have to kind of, it's a scheduling thing for Dani. I would love to see Dani too, but I know that in case of Jody, she's here in Toronto where I live. So for her to come over to Orlando, it's a much different expectation than having Dani Luna come all the way in. I think Jody Threat getting a shot, and she's had tryouts with WWE before the pandemic. That's out there. I'd love to see Jody get that opportunity. We'll see where that goes. But for now, to bring in some of NXT's newest and brightest, and people, these are people that NXT want to get out there. They want them to understand what working in a different environment is like. And this is a great opportunity for them. Someone saying have Fatal Influence go to TNA. I would hate that. Well, until they change the entrance that they do, the m'lady, the I'm a rock star, the jazz, come here. No, not too far. Don't do that. I don't do the NXT post show. That's on the others. That's Sour Grapes. Let them do that. But either way, Pressure Drop wins it for Spitfire. They retain their tag titles. Gray and Bright look good. Again, this is a rep for them. This is something that gets them out of the NXT experience, of the WWE bubble. And yeah, listen, it introduces them to a different audience, but I think it's really less about that. It's just working a different style, a different crowd, but a similar setup when it comes to TV. Speaking of different people, Ash by Elegance. Can I tell you how much I appreciate her gimmick now? Now that Ash by Elegance is out of the main event, the Knockouts main event, I'm okay with it. I like it. I'm a fan of it. They're elegant people doing elegant things, says Iceman. I love that. Heather Reckless pops up behind them. They didn't notice, and they're still a little bit like, what are you doing here? And Reckless says, I want in. I want the remake. I want the remodel. Come and do me up. Get me nice and get me ready. Make me look good. Make me shine. And they're like, I don't know. And then Reckless says, well, how about this? I've got Xia Brookside next week. And Ash by Elegance says, well, I beat her. I beat her a bunch of times. And she says, well, yeah, that's why I want you to come and watch me have a match. And then they kind of blow her off. They say, yeah, that's nice. Maybe we're busy people trying on cowboy hats with spotted milk and all that stuff. I like where this is going, especially because to me, this is turning into Heather Reckless and Ash by Elegance winning the tag titles. They're going to win the Knockouts tag titles. I'm telling you now. It was Masha Lisha, now it's Spitfire, next it's going to be Ash and Reckless, and then it's going to be Havoc and Rosemary. Because the whole storyline, to me, I'm hoping, Havoc is about to return to the ring, or at least has, seems like there's a healthy thing going on, which is good. I hope she's healthy. If Havoc's coming back, her and Rosemary, especially Havoc, needs to get revenge on Ash by Elegance, because she's the one who took out Havoc. So have them win the Knockouts tag titles. Have that go on. I feel like that would go over really well. You know what also goes over really well? FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. How about that? You want your WWE contract news? It's over there on FightfulSelect.com. Warner, AEW news, we got that as well earlier this week. A lot of news, a lot of sources, a lot of stuff to talk about over on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Other services, whether you're watching streaming, if you're doing whatever in the world, the prices are going up, man. Inflation is real, but here on Fightful and Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business, we're not jacking up prices. We're not touching them. Just $5 is where it starts. It stays that way. Interview notes before they're released. Higher tiers get interviews early. And, of course, tons of content, whether that's video, whether that's live, Ask Grapsity, if you want Sour Graps with Kate and Alex, if you want the Weekender podcast with Steven Jensen, who joins us for pay-per-views, he'll be with us for Bound for Glory, talking about that show. If you want the indie experience, comes from Steven Jensen on the Weekender podcast, and access to our Discord as well. $5 a month, FightfulSelect.com. If you're not there yet, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you should be here. And you should be watching Texas Deathmatch. My God. Mike Santana defeats JDC. I was told when this match happened live that this was the best match, that this was tons of fun. And they were not kidding. This match was everything that it was sold to me as. And I got to say, JDC, I always knew that, Dango was good at this. That Johnny Curtis was good at this. This new version of himself in TNA has really been a lot of fun. I liked it when he did the whole tongue-in-cheek stuff. But now that he's doing the I'm kind of with the system, but I'm kind of not, and I'm kind of brutal, but I'm kind of, you know, I'm just doing my thing. This match was everything it needed to be. He was brutal. And he did everything, and so was Santana. He had the barbed wire bat. That busted everyone open. Santana's busted open. JDC's really busted open. He went ham with the blood. JDC power bombs Santana onto the spine of the chair. That looked gnarly. JDC gets a bat in the blood department, like I said, and then gets a back body drop onto the barricade. And then there's a dude just sitting at these tables. And they're like, that's our tech crew. He's just sitting there with a giant bucket of popcorn, just casually writing away. And he's like, huh? Oh, what's going on here? Oh, there's two guys bleeding and fighting all over the place. Oh, okay, that's nice. And I'm laughing. I'm just cackling. Eventually, he gets up because Santana puts JDC on top of that table. And then he teases a dive off of the stage. They have fought to the stage, which is past the ring. They're out of the ring. They're on the floor. They're now on the stage. And then he's like, I'm going to dive off the stage through the tables where JDC is. No. I'm going to grab a ladder. And Santana grabs a ladder, opens it up on the top of the stage, climbs up about four rungs up, and then hits a giant splash through the tables onto the floor. JDC gets pinned, 1, 2, 3. And then, of course, the Texas Death Match means you do the pin, and then you got to count to 10. Do I love the count to 10 afterwards? No. That's kind of the way that TNA does a Texas Death Match, where you got to get the pin, and then they count to 10. It's different from a Last Man Standing match, where it would just be count to 10, incapacitate them. No, this one you got to win. So it's like double the pain, double the humiliation. And I kind of like that, because the whole story with Santana is he's going to humiliate and take everything from the system. So it does work. It was just one of those, like, I don't love it if they do it normally, but in this match, I understand the reasoning for it. So Santana gets the win. He gets the count off on JDC, who cannot answer the 10 count after being pinned. And then post-match, Moose comes out, takes out Santana with a chair. If this is the Bound for Glory match, Moose versus Santana, what's the stipulation? Again, you have the bottleneck at the top of the card still exists, but I would love to see Moose and Santana in some sort of match at Bound for Glory with some sort of stipulation. Moose says he's sticking around till the end of his contract, and he's still got a few years left. He sees this as his retirement contract, and he told us in February that it was a 5-year deal that he signed. So he's still got time. Santana, I've said it on this show with Cresta, next up. There's something going on with Santana, that he is the dude, and he shows and he proves it. He's up there. I'd love it. We'll find out. If you've got an idea as to what this could be, what this match is, maybe they'll tape it in Spartanburg. I don't know. But if for me, Moose and Santana might just be one of those matches that you save for Bound for Glory if it's got a reason. Someone saying Lethal Lockdown. That could be it. I'm worried about making Bound for Glory too gimmicky. There is such a thing. Remember when they took an entire pay-per-view and turned it into a Lethal Lockdown? A full cage match pay-per-view, maybe not so much. Remember when WWE had 3 Hell in a Cell matches and 1 Hell in a Cell pay-per-view? Too many Hell in a Cell matches. So I wonder what they'll do. Maybe they'll just do a First Blood. No, I don't want to do First Blood. Who knows? Full Metal Mayhem, someone's mentioning. There are options, but yeah, drop them in the comments. Maybe there's a good one that's going to happen, and that's the one they'll do. Either way, Moose and Santana are clearly on a collision course, and Santana absolutely wants that world championship when he gets the shot. Lei Ying Li, she's going to want the shot too. Who is Lei Ying Li? First of all, I got to learn to pronounce her name properly. Former Xia Li. Former, I guess, Xia Zhao, depending on where you are in the indie world. In TNA, she's going to be known as Lei Ying Li. Looking forward to that debut next week. I can tell you that the person that she is going to debut against next week is someone that we have interviewed on In the Weeds, so go check that out. Well, I can't tell you what it is. I can't tell you who it is because I don't want to spoil it. But it is someone that we did interview early in our In the Weeds career. So go check that out when I tell you next week. Joe Hendry comes out. He's got a promo. He's been interviewed on this particular platform multiple times. Sean Ross Sapp has an interview with him up here on youtube.com/Fightful. Hendry puts over his big win against Josh Alexander at Turning Point. Great match, by the way. One that I really enjoyed. One that didn't feel like it overstayed its welcome, and one that told a really good story. I love that there was the dick kicking, because that's what I'm all into when it comes to wrestling. How do you win a match? Kick a man in the dick. And Joe Hendry heard me, because he was wearing a cup. One with his face on it. You ever done that before? I haven't. But now you know. Just wear a cup. That's what Joe Hendry did. He got the win. He got Josh Alexander to tap out. That's a big deal, especially if you're in the TNA world where you know Josh Alexander does not just tap out. This was a big thing. And now he wants success, but some people backstage don't want that. They don't want him to be a world champion, but he wants the world title now because he's beaten some of the best, including the longest reigning TNA world champion. And then out comes Frankie Kazarian, who for some reason was on commentary at Turning Point. When that happened, saw Kazarian come out and I said, okay, they're going to do Nemeth and Kazarian. That's been on the table for a while and it makes sense they're going to do it. I don't hate it. I just kind of saw it and I was like, oh shit. So Moose isn't going to win. And that means that Santana's not up next right now and blah, 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 blah. It's just, okay, there's more of a story here. We'll talk about that one at one point and how it pays off. But Kazarian comes out, does the heat, calls Texas fans fat, as one does, and then says to Hendry, you know, you won one match. You're a one-hit wonder. You stuff your crotch. It's good for him. It stopped him from getting kicked in the dick. I also have to say, he mentions having a foreign object. This is live, by the way. We are live. And that Kazarian used a foreign object of his own in their match, Hendry and Kazarian did, at Against All Odds. Kazarian had the foreign object, makeshift, whatever it was, and that's how he beat Joe Hendry. So I like that they kind of, he makes allusion to it, but he doesn't actually point it out. He's just being that shitty heel that it's there, you got to know it. It was nice. I like that little added aspect to his promo. Kazarian's like, well, I deserve a world title shot. And looking at the wins that he has, yeah, Kazarian deserves a world title shot. Out comes Nick Nemeth, says, Kazarian, shut the hell up, puts over Joe Hendry. And it's just what it is. And people are saying, you know, Kazarian's not that interesting. I get that. Kazarian's been around for a very long time. Here's the thing about Frankie Kazarian. His promos may not get you moving, but his matches sure as hell do. And you're going to see next week, because Santino comes out and he makes Kazarian versus Hendry, the winner gets Nick Nemeth at Bound for Glory. Now, I'm not going to spoil it, but I will say that this is a good match, Kazarian and Hendry, because we've seen it before, but also Hendry is just really good at putting together good, solid wrestling matches. I understand not loving the promos, but I can tell you, you'll like the match. Santino was like, we got to be quick. I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And then in the main event, I don't have a lot to say about this. This is Masha Slamovich and the Hardys. They defeat Myers, Edwards, and Steeles. Again, they're cleaning up the stuff from Victory Road. They're building the Hardys and they're building Masha Slamovich for Bound for Glory. Hardys are over. They're always going to be over. Jeff Hardy's wearing Fiend face paint. That's been going around the internet today, but that was at the TNA tapings when he wore that, which was really cool stuff. Love it. Love that look. Love the way it looked. Masha is Masha. She is an excellent wrestler. She's got a lot of charisma. She's got a lot of stuff that people have been waiting for out of her, especially as a babyface. I've seen the babyface that she was in GCW when she had that title. When she won that GCW world title, she cut a promo because it was in New York where she resides. And like her family was there. And like she cut this babyface, a passionate promo. And that's what I'm waiting to see. So now we're going to start seeing it in TNA, which is a bigger stage than GCW would normally be. And I'm excited for that. Hardys are the Hardys. They're going to go after the tag titles at one point because they should, because they're the Hardys. Alicia Edwards gets ejected by referee Paige Prinzavalli during the match. She's trying to interfere with Masha. And then Lish is like, I refuse to go. She's pouting and she's putting a fit. And then Asa Bayes come out and they kind of drag her out, grab her by the shoulders and carry her out, which was funny. And then Slamovich takes out Masha Steele so that the Hardys can hit Twist of Fate on Edward Edwards and Brian Myers. And then Matt makes the pin after Jeff hits a Swanton Bomb on Brian Myers. Hardys pin the tag champions. Hardys are a couple of wins up. Could be a multi-team matchup Bound for Glory, or could it just be straight up Hardys versus the system? What are we going to do? What should we do? To me, the Hardys on Bound for Glory going for the tag titles feels good. Looks good. Again, I don't want to go back to Ultimate X, but if you're going to do a multi-tag team Ultimate X match, I've been in the house for that. And that's a fun match, but you can't go back to Ultimate X again. And I've said this before, that was a problem that TNA had, or Impact had, in the 2022 or 2021 time when they were coming out and starting to tour again. You can't do that. But you can do a multi-team match. They could do a four-way. They could do a straight-up one-on- or two-on-two tag match between the Hardys and the system. You got to get there somehow. But there is plenty on the table for these two teams. You could do it again. People are saying steel cage. This is the problem. It's like, how many special Bound for Glory matches do you want to have? The titles will all be on the line, but in what capacity? Multi-person matches, gimmick matches. How far can you go to make the show interesting, fun, but not over the top? That's going to be the big line to be straddled. The world title match should just be one-on-one. That should just be Nemeth versus whoever. Let's talk about Nemeth and Moose real quick. So Nick Nemeth retained the title over Moose at Victory Road. This match was good. This match was better than it should have been, but it was an overbooked mess. YouTube.com/FightfulOverbooked. I get to plug it. This all basically led to JBL coming back and clotheslining from hell members of the system so that they hightail it out of there. And then Nick Nemeth gets the win. Of course, JBL, in the lore, JBL did accompany Nick Nemeth in AAA when he had his match, for the Mega Campeon Championship against Redacted. Doesn't matter who he was facing, but, he was aligned with Nick Nemeth, was JBL. JBL has since appeared in GCW, TNA, MLW, and everywhere but TNA, he has been aligning himself with heel factions. Folks, if I'm a betting man, JBL is going to either turn on Nick Nemeth or he's going to be the catalyst for a Nick Nemeth turn. And if that's the case, we'll be talking about it next week. That's my cliffhanger for y'all. JBL, there's a possibility that he gets involved in that match at Bound for Glory. Whoever Hendry is facing, or sorry, no, it's not Hendry, it's Hendry and Kazarian. So whoever Nick Nemeth is facing, because Nick Nemeth is the champion. There's too many names. Whoever Nemeth faces between Hendry and Kazarian, there's some stuff afoot. I think we'll be talking about it for quite a while. That's TNA Impact for September 19th, 2024. Did it by myself tonight. Maybe I'll bring someone on for next week. I don't know. But we're going to be a little fluid for the next little bit. JBL's not doing this out of boredom. JBL's doing this because he's still got some time. He's still got some stuff to prove in the wrestling world. And so far, he's doing a pretty good job. I think that there's some good stuff with JBL. But I also just have to take a step back. We'll talk about what that could look like next week once we know who's going to be facing Nick Nemeth for the TNA World Championship. But it ain't going to be me. I'm just leaving thumbs up on videos and I'm subscribing to channels. That's what I'm doing. And I'm in the weeds every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday over on Fightful Overbooked. That's our sister channel. So go check that out. I'm going to be here next week, barring any circumstances. Leave a comment on the video. Tell us about how much you love these particular shows. And tell you what, I'm Matt Pearl, JOELPEARL. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.